Let's bring in Michael Chammas, senior reporter from the Sydney Morning Herald, to talk all things rugby league and all of the latest news. He's on the line. G'day, Michael.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Mate, very well. Out here at the Sydney Royal Easter Show. That's not us booing you in the background. It's just the cows mooing, okay?
I'm used to it. Don't you worry.
Well, mate, let's get into it. Piggy just had a bit to say then about South Sydney, and I'm going to line up a few Rabbitoh supporters to sort him out. What's the latest on Latrell Mitchell's hamstring? He came off the field 12 minutes in yesterday. Is it serious, or are the club not giving too much away at this stage?
Well, the initial thought after the game internally was it's probably a 3 to 4 week injury for Latrell Mitchell, which is not good news, but it's not disastrous either. But he's gone for scans this afternoon to get confirmation on the injury to make sure that's the case and he's not going to be out for an extended period. It's the same hamstring that he suffered, that injury in that 2020 final series that saw him ruled out at the end of the year there. So hopefully for Latrell Mitchell, if it is 3 to 4 weeks, I think that's pretty good news both for South Sydney and for Freddie and the New South Wales Blues, with the Origin team probably, 6 to 8 weeks away from being picked. So, looks like Latrell Mitchell, if initial diagnosis is correct, 3 to 4 weeks.
Michael, what about the Dragons? Is there any pressure on our man Hook, Anthony Griffin, with their poor start to the season that the Dragons have had?
Yeah, unfortunately, one win of the last 13 games. We know what the Dragons fans are like. They're starting to get a little bit restless. And I think a lot of people thought that this team would probably contend for finals. Now, look, they've had a difficult run. They've played probably four of the top six teams in the competition over the first 5 rounds of the year. But there's a little bit of unrest there. And I know a lot of people are criticising the Dragons for extending Anthony Griffin's, triggering that option for 2023 before a ball was kicked. But the decision to do so was to give him some clear air, make sure there's no distractions around his future. And reality is, as much as the Dragons are paying Anthony Griffin's contract, and it's one of the lower contracts in the NRL in terms of how much they pay him per season. So I think it was a calculated risk. Speaking of people at the club, it was a calculated risk. We backed the coach, give him all the opportunity and show him that we believe in him. But if things don't work out, then it's not going to cost too much to pay him out. Now, we're not there yet, but the reality of the situation, Dragons fans are up in arms. How could the club do this? Well, I think they've hedged their bets. They've said, you know what, let's show our support in the coach. If it doesn't work, we have the ability to move on.
Mate, what about Junior Paulo? Is he in any trouble, do you think, after that penalty last night? He actually was sent to the sin bin, I think, wasn't he?
Yeah, look, that was an interesting one. He was sent to the sin bin. A lot of people after the game saying maybe not even a penalty. He didn't make contact with the head there. There's been a delay in the judiciary reports. Normally they come out, and it's in relation to the incident on Saturday where there was an alleged homophobic slur made during that Warriors-Cowboys game. So the NRL's been waiting on footage. Now, at all the main grounds in the NRL, they get direct links straight back to the bunker, and they're able to view the vision almost immediately. Now, that's not the case at Redcliffe. At the moment, they're waiting for vision to come back. They're going to look at if they have any vision of someone making those comments during the match and then act accordingly later this afternoon, which is why there's no outcome so far on Junior Paulo.
All right, fantastic. Michael, you're all over it. We'll read about it in the Sydney Morning Herald throughout the week. Appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, boys. Enjoy the show.
Good on you, mate. There he is, Michael Chammas from the Sydney Morning Herald.